put on the box or so can.
Okay. Okay. Very good morning to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. So today is Saturday, 29 February 2020. We are going to have our retreat briefing, Cameron Highland Meditation Retreat Briefing. While waiting for the rest to arrive, maybe we start our puja chanting first. We do the simple puja chanting. So the chanting book is the usual Thursday class one. But there is another one, retreat version. There are more suttas. That one we will use at the retreat. So we will do the simplified version following the chanting book. Okay, let us compose our mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya, then mindfully we shall proceed with the puja chanting. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Bhansi Sijia Moni Fo. Namo Quan Si Ying Pusa. Namo Quan Si Ying Pusa. Namo Quan Si Ying Pusa. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Amitabha. Namo Mila Fo. Namo Mila Fo. Namo Mila Fo. Namo Pusen Pusa. Namo Pusen Pusa. Namo Pusen Pusa. Namo Dizang Huang Pusa. Namo Dizang Huang Pusa. Namo Dizang Huang Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Namo Fo Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava. Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipano Bhagavato Sakasango Sanghang Namami. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhassa. Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Adinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Kamesu Micchacara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Musavada Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Sura Miraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Let's pay respect, Triple Gem. Buddhang Pujami. Jamie. Sanghang Pujami. Okay, you all can be seated. So we will start our retreat briefing. So first of all, I'd like to welcome all Kayana Metas who are going for the retreat, and I rejoice with your wholesomeness. Then you look in front of you, there is this unique quote. This is the new book that I have been sharing with you, Straight from the Heart, Unique Dhamma Code, by me, Brother Teo. Then there is also a retreat program. The program is very important. You have to read through them. And this unique code also, you have to read through, develop some form of understanding before you go to the retreat. So that when I review this with you, you will understand how to develop the meditation, and you will do it with proper understanding so that you can do it well. Then you will save a lot of unnecessary time wasted on simply doing the meditation without understanding. So once you understand the unique code, you will understand how meditation is to be developed. And it's very easy. So this is the first year we are using this book, Unique Dhamma Code. Because in the past, I have shared a lot of these very important sayings, which people find it very useful. Then luckily, Sister Ingby, she was so kind. She helped to type out all this code, then pass to me for editing. That's how the book come about. And once you go through this unique code, you will understand very clearly what meditation is. You also will understand what is the true mind, mundane mind, your true nature, your karmic nature, your spiritual nature, all this. So this is a very useful book. Go back, read through it. Initially, for those who are still quite new, you may not understand. But when you are at the retreat, when I go through you, you will develop the clear understanding. Then you can ask me questions so that you can clear up your whatever doubt or lack of understanding of this unique code. It's not easy to understand this unique code. If you are not familiar with the awareness-based meditation, you may find it very contradictory to what you normally do. But once you understand and you are able to go in and develop the silent mind, then straight away you will understand. Because this unique code came from that nature, the silent mind. So that is for the code. Now you can turn to the retreat. I will go through the first part of the retreat notes, which are very useful. Then the program also, the first few itinerary regarding where you would like to take the bus from. You can either take direct from Subang, but you have to be there early. Or you come to my house. The timing are all stated down there. Then you can also join us at either SJBA temple or my house. Then after that, we will drive off from here. Right, Alicia. Song, right? We're just about to start. So now I read through the program to you first, so that you can develop the understanding. Annual meditation retreat. This is the number 8 year at Mahayana Triple Gem Temple, Sampo Temple. Or in Mahayana Mandarin term is San Bao Si, Brinchak, Cameron Highland. The date of the meditation are 14th of March until 21st of March. So Saturday to Saturday. Then introduction. This meditation retreat caters for all participants who may be from different background or Buddhist tradition with various meditation experiences. The emphasis here is on understanding of the Buddha Dhamma and the meditation as taught by the Buddha, instead of focusing on methods and techniques of meditation. This program was prepared to allow participants to settle down slowly into the retreat proper via a less stringent first session, where more Dhamma understanding will be emphasized, followed by a more stringent second session, means from the 18th of March onward until the 21st of March, where noble silence, heedfulness, and the meditative training and actual cultivation will be emphasized. So this is the introduction. Then now we go into the main purpose and intent for attending this retreat. The main purpose and intent is to understand and realize the noble teaching of Lord Buddha. We are sincerely cultivating the much needed heedfulness or appamada as emphasized by the Buddha via his Dhammapada verses 21, 22, 23, 183, and his final advice before his parinibbana, appamadena sampadita. The meaning is strive on with heedfulness. Again, heedfulness is being emphasized. Then the second main purpose and intent is to train ourselves during the meditation retreat to develop a very stable daily mindfulness, bracket, silent mind with inner awareness, leading to heedfulness from the moment we commence our retreat. Means when you wake up on the 14th morning, when you get ready, do it with mindfulness, develop the faith, the sadha, the understanding. Then, daily mindfulness. Try your very best to maintain for as long as you can. To diligently maintain noble silence of mind and speech during the retreat duration, to cultivate sati sampajana or mindfulness and clear comprehension of sincerity of purpose, domain of meditation, suitability and non-delusion as a sign of our respect for the way place. Because this Sampo temple, they actually has all the facilities, and they have been very generous and very kind to have allowed us for the last 7, including this year is the 8th year, to have the retreat there. And they do not charge for accommodation, the use of their utilities like hot water, lighting, and all the bed sheet, mattresses, and all the other meditation facilities, the meditation hall, the cushion and all those things. They are all given to us free. That's why we have to express our gratitude, respect and all those things. But every year we make a point to also, towards the end of the retreat, try our best to donate back to the temple, because it's very wholesome. Whatever we donate will go to the expenses that they need to maintain the facility there, and also to support the monks, the nuns, and all the helper who are at the Cameron Highland Temple, Sampo Temple. So this is a good synergy. While you have gratitude and while you respect the way place, because that place is very unique. The energy, the nature, the setting is very conducive for meditation. In fact, that was the place in 1989. My nature went into cessation for the first time when I was at a retreat there for 5 days. So all this you will come to understand, and when you are there, you have the faith, sadha, virya, then you are heedful, and you can persevere. Listen attentively, develop the training. You are there to develop the meditation, the understanding. So sacrifice that 7 to 8 days. It will bring forth a lot of very good virtue and understanding, which will help you not only this life, all of your future birth. And this is something that you can't get from normal retreat. Well, this retreat is very unique in the sense that every year we did a lot of sharing, a lot of meditation, then a lot of very important understanding and sharing. Then when you are there, there is a duty list that Sui An has sent out. Rules. These are simple rules that we have to observe because we use people's way place. So they have their own tradition and rules. So we try our very best to understand them and comply because of our gratitude and respect for them and their way place. So all this you have to bear in mind, that it will benefit you tremendously. That is a wholesome virtue that you will develop. Then the third main purpose and intent is also very useful. Learn to be at ease, naturally relaxed and aware via heedfulness most of the time. At ease means in a very relaxed manner. There is no problem with life. You don't have to worry about life. Body and mind at ease. When you are at ease, you are at peace. That's why it's very easy. Then you will be naturally relaxed. So when you are relaxed, maintain attentiveness or attention. The awareness will be there. So if you are heedful most of the time, your mind is clear without thought most of the time. It's only aware. Because at the retreat, it's more conducive, the environment. And you don't have to worry about your daily duties, your daily cures. You only have to do your small duty at the retreat, because some of you will be assigned simple duty, looking after various type of very small job scope. Some will be in charge of altar, some will be in charge of the kitchen there, then some will be in charge of cleaning up the way place. It's not the whole temple you have to clean. You only clean specific area. Then of course there's one group in charge of the toilet, WC. So if you develop understanding, you should do all this work with joy, with mindfulness, with awareness. It's indeed a very good training. Then it will allow you to settle down. When you do it with understanding and faith, it is one of the meritorious actions, service to the Buddha Sasana. Then at the same time, you contribute to the cleanliness of that way place to help reduce the workload of the temple helpers and people. So each and every one of us, we need to be sensitive. Then when you go to your room, most of you will be staying in room of 6, 8, or sometimes the dormitory could be more people. So you need to maintain your silence. Yeah, PG come. Then you have to be sensitive. So if you have tendency to snore a lot, don't worry. They can actually understand you. So you don't worry. But some of you, you will try to choose a bed that is at the corner where you think when you snore, not many people will be affected. But you don't worry. You just maintain silent, relax, away. And maybe first day when you arrive, you are a bit tired, you may snore. And after that, I think it will be less and less. As you settle down, you will become more and more beautiful. Yeah. And all this will be a non-issue. For new people, you cannot tolerate snoring, means your meditative skill is still not good. If snoring can affect you, then in life, when you confront your worst situation, you will be badly afflicted. So learn to understand and endure all these minor disturbances. So this is the aspect of training that you will develop. Then during the meditation at the retreat, you will find it very conducive. But sometimes there may be some workers there doing construction work. So don't worry. When the noise comes, you try to develop the ability to assimilate into it. Means develop the awareness to be one with whatever phenomena or vibration that arise. Then you realize it's not a problem. Everything is about the mind. If your mind perceives negativity, then it afflicts you, it disturbs you. But if your mind can be at ease and accept the reality of the moment, then you realize the so-called problem is not there. Affliction, that mind is not there. And you can be at peace. And this is the training that you will develop. Then when you come out into your daily life, you tell yourself, if I can tolerate all these things, then I can tolerate life. I can be at peace with life. I only need to straighten my view, develop more and more understanding. So this aspect is very important. Yeah? Then after that, always move, speak and act naturally, but with inner awareness throughout the day to stabilize your five spiritual faculty until they become very stable and unshakable. So the five spiritual faculty, as you all know, Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi and Panya. Then we are at note 4, the retreat program, note 4. The fourth main purpose and intent is with the stable daily mindfulness developed, use it to cultivate noble effort power. We are constant creative contemplation, reflection and inquiry into the Four Noble Truths, leading to the perfection of all the noble effort power factors of right view, right thought, right speech, right action, right living, right effort, right mindfulness and right samadhi, so that you are incapable of any evil whenever you are heedful. To maintain this heedfulness or apamada training throughout the day, so as to enable the cultivator to have the condition to insight into the three universal characteristics of nature, to awaken and to realize the insight knowledges and wisdom needed to liberate the mind, leading to the realization of Nibbana, the cessation of form and mind as taught by the Buddha. So this one is a very comprehensive training. Then the main purpose and intent, the fifth one, is to diligently develop the understanding of the following important essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha. The five mental hindrances or Pancha Nivaranas. The five spiritual faculty, Pancha Indriyas. The three evil roots of greed, hatred and delusion. The three right views of Kama Niyama, Chitta Niyama and Dhamma Niyama. The 12 links of Paticca Samuppada, the Four Noble Truths, the three turnings of the Four Noble Truths, the four foundations of mindfulness, the seven factors of enlightenment or Sattabhujanga, Dana, Sila and Bhavana, and the five daily contemplation. So this essential Dhamma are very important. They are essential for your understanding of the teaching, especially the five spiritual faculties. These are faculties that can enable you to understand spiritual teaching. Then essential Dhamma are very important Dhammas that can help you develop the cultivation. And it also coincides with my tomorrow's Dhamma sharing, Dhamma talk at HJBA. I will deliver a Dhamma talk on understanding the essential Dhamma of Lord Buddha. Means I will explain the whole rationale behind the Buddha's teaching. Then how from his basic teaching, the essence of his teaching, it spin out the essential Dhamma. And all these essential Dhamma, they are related, connected. That's how when you understand their co-relationship and their deep meaning, you can progress very fast. And you will know how to use it to understand life, to live life, and to develop the right understanding to have the noble life. So all this you will learn, you will develop the understanding. Then point number 6, to silence our mundane mind. So this is very important, your thinking mind, your mundane mind. To realize the true mind, if you can do that, you will progress very well. So your mundane mind has to settle down and finally cease. Then when your mundane mind is no longer distracting you to become heedless, to condition your thought processes, then suddenly you will realize your true mind, which is just aware, that true nature, which only has the unique characteristic of awareness. It's just aware. When it's just aware without thought, your mind becomes beautiful. Your mind becomes tranquil, still, serene, peaceful. No thought means no fear, no worry, no anxiety, no movement of emotion, duality, etc. That's how your mind becomes the meditative mind. So all this, you will be able to realize them. So I read again. To silence your mundane mind, to realize the true mind, so that you are always aware or constantly aware within. To stabilize the silent mind until the enlightenment factor of paucity, or what they call tranquility of mind and stillness of mind, arise. To establish a very good daily religious routine for the cultivator to develop a very stable daily mindfulness when they revert back to their normal day-to-day cultivation after the 9 days retreat. Well, this one should be 8 days because we reduce 1 day. Then number 7 is books to bring along. Heart Sutta Short Note, which is this book. Those who are new, who haven't have a copy, you can collect from me. Those who already been there, they already have. But later on the 9th, I was told 9 or 10 of March, the new second edition will come out. So when the new second edition come out, you can also have a copy. Because that one is more easy to develop the understanding. That one we have improved it by actually adding in the subtitle or subheading for the table of content. Last time the table of content you only have lesson 1, lesson 2 until lesson 40 something. Then subheading all missing. So you don't know what is inside there until you read the whole book. So now no need. The subheading will tell you which are the topic we discuss under the various lessons. Then you should thank Padmasri and Brother Tim. She go and prepare the index for you at the back. The index start with 1, 2, 3 until 10. Like 5 spiritual faculties under 5. Then after that, according to alphabet, all the important topic of the Dhamma. that you need to understand. So when you see the topic you like, you check the index, all the pages that have this discussion will be there. So this will help you a lot. Then some of the colloquial language has been improved so that it is more readable. Then we have also added one Trinity drawing to understand meditation more easily. So that Trinity triangle is very useful. So you remember to collect the second edition once it's out. So this first edition, you can keep it as your reference. And this is already very good, but the new one will help you. Then, yes. No. Pamasuri says it's a lot. We are very heavy. So we prefer those who attend Tuesday class, Thursday class, collect them before you go. So that no need to carry so many copies. You can collect for your friend. It's so thick. Because we print it on a smaller print, same as this one, easier to carry, ring file also. So because of this size, our pages has increased from 180 something I think to 260, I think, you're not wrong. Almost 260. 63. So it's slightly thicker than this, but it is not so heavy in the sense that the paper quality is thinner. Last time one is a special, very thick print. We realized this one very heavy. This one is very heavy. So you wait for the new book. Then the other book that you're supposed to have is chanting book. The normal one, our Thursday class, Tuesday class. If you don't have, you can collect from me. Then the retreat chanting book, which is the ring file. It's a slightly different version, where all the important suttas are there, Anatta Lakkhana Sutta, Fire Sermon, Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta, all these are there. Then the reflection. This one is modeled along the Wat Pat Nanachat format. Then we modify it to suit our usage. Then the other... yes. Yeah. It's quite similar, but we improve it a bit. Because I think very slight improvement. We add in a little bit, I think, the chanting part, I think, Mahakaruna and all those things. So all this, you don't have to worry. Even you got the old edition, you can use it, because we will not need the whole thing. We only need the simplified chanting. And there is another few pages, two or three pages at the end, asking for forgiveness. That one remained the same. The five daily contemplation. Then how to invoke power of merits. That one you can only find on the simplified chanting book. The retreat one don't have all those things, because the traditional teaching don't teach that thing. Then cultivating the Bodhisattva way is this one. This is a very important book. If you don't have, you can request from me. Then we have this new book, the Unique Code. Unique Code, each and every one of you should have a copy in front of you. Go back, read through this one. Then the retreat program, you can read through also. But I will finish off the first part with you. Okay, turn to the next page. The first day retreat program is very useful. So on that day, you're supposed to meet at my house, for those who are staying near my house. Meet at Brother Teo's house for breakfast if you want to come early, 7:30. Otherwise, you can arrive by 8 a.m. Those gathering at HJBA to arrive at HJBA by 7:30 a.m. latest, as the bus leave for Brother Teo's house for second pickup at 7:35 sharp. Please cooperate. If you really have problem due to certain circumstances beyond what you can do, you call up Sui An. Text Sui An, then see how it goes. But try to avoid delay, because we scared on the way, the journey, we may encounter traffic problem. And our lunch at Sampo Temple is already fixed at 12:30. So we hope to arrive before 12:30, which almost every year we make it. So you don't create unnecessary delay, and if you all can cooperate, then there should be no issue. So bear in mind. Then while at my house, maybe 10 minutes, 8:10, we will leave for Cameron Highland after a short puja at Brother Teo's house. But if we really short of time, then alternatively, we still leave at 8:10, but have the puja on the bus itself. We can do the puja chanting on the bus itself. Then while on the bus, we will give you some briefing if there is any need. Then we will try to create some introduction and fellowship, come sharing of Dhamma while traveling along the way. When you are traveling on the bus, where you have maintained mindfulness throughout the day since you wake up the day, then you can also develop the ability to contemplate while traveling on the bus. There are a lot of things that you can do to develop the contemplation. Yes, you are on your own. Then despite the traffic, the vibration, the whatever distraction, you can maintain awareness within heedfulness. You can still contemplate, reflect. Then as you travel, whatever that is within your field of vision, if you're silent, you find out what happened to you, you become different. When you silence your mind, you are just aware, no word, nothing. Then you can see the specific phenomenal awareness. Then you can be aware of many things that you never aware before. Then you see how your sankhara activity, your thought activity, the movement, then your kaya activity. Then you realize your mind become more sensitive, you are very different. So that aspect is very useful. Then 12:30 to 1 o'clock, arrive at Sampo Temple, Brinchang. So when you arrive, you're supposed to pay respect to Triple Gem and the Chief Monk Tang Jia at the main shrine, Triple Gem main shrine. Main shrine is the central shrine. After Maitreya Buddha, the next hall is the main shrine where Virochana Buddha and Manjushri and Pusian Pusa, Samantarabhara, the Bodhisattva. Then you also have Kuan Yin Bodhisattva at the back. Then behind the first hall, which is Maitreya Buddha and the four Sutta Tianwang, four heavenly devas, there is Wei Tao, Dhamma protector at the back. You can pay your respect to. Then what normally happens is when the bus arrives, last time the bus cannot go up, now wider already, the bus can go up. So you unload your thing, you go to the last hall near the kitchen there. we put our luggage there, then the people in charge will help you to check in. So 1:30 to 2:15, you're supposed to check in to temple and settle down. The lunch will be from 1 to 1:30. Then for those who need to have bath, you can have your bath. Otherwise, you just move around. For those who are early, they can walk around mindfully to familiarize themselves with the way place and pay respect to all those rupa or images that are worthy of respect. Then the meditation retreat will start at 2:15. So all the things are in the retreat program. They are very detailed. So read through them. So this is the part that I want to brief you. So now I will pass on to the committee, Sui An, Pamasuri, they all, and Mifong, to brief you on the logistic and the other duties or whatever. Okay, now. Pamasuri, pass the mic to Sui An.
Very good morning, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all our Karamitas. Thank you for coming. This is our 8th Brother Teo's annual retreat in the Cameron Sampo Temples. The first one was very memorable, 2013. It was during the 7th. GE 13, so we had to rush back. We had to rush back for election, so we have to cut short the retreat from 4 days to 6 days to 4 days. I think we rush back, so remember that. But unofficially, there was one more retreat in 2011 Fraser's Hill. That was June 2011, just after I retired, because that time I get an entitlement to use the Sangdabi.
Sangdabi.
So actually in total, there are 9 retreats that we'll be completing.
Yeah.
Right. So now, having said that, timing is very important, because we happen to choose the school holidays. So Cameron Highlands is always very, very jam-packed, and especially the stretch between Tanah Rata and Brinchang. So sometimes, I mean, even though it's a very short stretch, about 4 kilometers or so, it can take up to 4 hours.
Yeah.
So sometimes we see, oh, we have hit the Tanah Rata. We are on time. And because we are supposed to have lunch at 12:30. Then after that, we see the bus hardly move. Then see, oh, we can see the temple, but we can't get there. So timing is very important. So make sure that you promptly arrive, especially those of you on bus, promptly arrive in SJBA. The bus leaves sharp at 7:30. So if you happen to see the back of the bus, then you quickly rush over to Brother Teo's house. Then we'll leave Brother Teo's house at about 8 o'clock. We try to be punctual. And if you still miss us in SS2, then we see you up there in Cameron by hook or by crook.
Don't worry, if you miss SJBA, take a grab. Should arrive. I have 10 minutes tolerance for you. 8 to 8:10. But don't worry, you text Sui An, we will wait for you. But don't take too long. Otherwise, Sui An say you find your own transport out. Then for those who are self-driving, don't rush, please. Take your time. If you are tired, go to the rest area, have a cup of coffee, then continue your journey. Be patient. If you miss the lunch also, you will still have food. The kitchen still have food. So you don't worry. Otherwise, you can take our coffee. We got this coffee for you. Or when you arrive Brinchang, go to the town and have your meals before you come in. No problem. So that one is for self-driving. But those on the bus, be punctual. We need your cooperation. Okay, see ya.
So I'll finalize with you before the two days before the actual day itself, that means by March the 12th, to know exactly whether you're joining the bus in Subang Jaya or in SS2. Then I'll publish it and remind you who are all the people on the bus and where it's supposed to be. There's not much parking space in SJBA, so I appreciate that you find a way to get to SJBA in Grab or somebody to drop you off or carpool or something. So 7:15, I think it's just sunrise, so be early. Get there 7:15, then bus leaves 7:30. Yeah. All right. Now, having said that, for those of you driving, please arrive the Sampo Temple by 12:30. Lunch will be around 12:30 to 1 thereabout, based on the Brother Theo's schedule. And I also sent to the group exactly the location of the Sampo Temple. So those of you, you just follow ways and then zig, 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 and you try to avoid all the traffic jam. For simplicity, I'll order first night everybody have dinner.
Yeah.
Just to get used to the weather there, it can be quite cold. And for logistic purpose, we'll leave on March 21st, Saturday, after breakfast. So tentatively, about 9:30, thereabout, we'll break camp and we'll leave Sampo Temple.
It's all in the program, yeah? Don't worry.
Okay. Now, I have to remind people that it's actually very, very cold in Sampo Temple, especially at night. I'm not sure about the arrangement right now. We're quite happy that the total sign up at this moment is 60. We just touched 60 this morning. And out of the 60, 20 is male, men, and 40 is ladies. It's always like that. Ladies a lot more than men. In fact, this ratio is pretty good already. There are years when men is only you can count in your fingers. So this year is pretty good. So about 20 men and about 40 ladies.
Yeah. So we have enough male manpower this time. You need somebody to carry that drinking water, the heavy thing, to refill. Every 1 or 2 days, you need to refill one up there.
So having said that, it is possible that some groups will end up in the ground floor, that means the lower floor. And it can be quite cold because what happens is that the building itself is actually absorbing the coolness. You know, it's like aircon, absorbing the coolness. And at night, it's radiating the coolness. So there was one occasion when I stayed there, it can drop as low as 10 degrees inside the room. So be prepared. So especially those that potentially, the men potentially may be downstairs. One of the Thai monk tell me is whatever happens, keep your neck warm. Keep your neck warm because once your neck is cold, the tendency to get cold is quite easy. So I found this in Daiso. It's called neck warmer.
Oh. ₱5.
It's almost like a dog collar, but actually it keeps you warm. It's very important that it keeps warm. With Brother Teo's permission, maybe we buy and give to everybody.
Can. Buy, go and buy.
If I can get a volunteer, they're going to buy 60 pieces. Who's near Daiso?
Daiso. You bring Thursday class. You bring Thursday class, Sui An will bring it up. Sui An will bring it up.
Okay. The one? 30, then buy
30. Buy 30 enough. Those who need it only take them. 30 enough. 30.
Okay, 30. Alright. Why I keep on reiterating that you have enough cold weather clothing? Because we are staying in a dormitory or rooms with many people. Once you catch a cold, the rest of your roommate is going to be having a problem. Then all of us inside the same hall may catch a cold.
We have the mask for you, don't worry. You should thank Alicia for the mask. The common pool will still pay to develop the wholesomeness. No, no. After that, 你可以 donate. No, 你可以 donate 回 common pool. 啊，因为我们要partake in that one. Then you donate back to common pool.
So besides that, please bring a beanie. Beanie means something to cover your head.
No, no. It's for at night. At night.
Because your head, once you get cold, you will catch cold.
No, at night when you sleep that time.
Be prepared with gloves. get everything ready.
excuse me. Let me share my experience. I'm one that's scared of cold. I don't have a lot of fat, but early in the morning, as you look at the program, I think morning chanting is like 6 something. Yeah, early in the morning, and also the night session can be very, very, very cold. So, and beanie is actually light. Glove, I'm not sure, because glove sometimes, you know, a bit leche. But I find the beanie, or if you have a jacket where you kind of cover your hood, yeah, I personally, I find it very useful. And also when I sleep, I actually put on beanie at night when, because the room is such that sometimes you are in certain location, that you know, from the window is not totally windproof and also sometimes it can be very cold. Yeah, thank you.
It's colder than aircon. All right, that's why I keep on monitoring the temperature in the 5-6 o'clock in the morning can drop to about 14 degrees. But it's quite common to hit 14. I'm coming to that. Okay, if you have a sleeping bag, please bring, because there are occasions when I heard that even the thick Chinaman blanket that they are supplying us is not thick enough. So some people take 2 blankets just to cover themselves up.
We can't really compare to the other developed countries we go to, because the building is most of the time heated. So even though the temperature is like below 10, we don't really feel it, because the moment you enter a building, a car, they are heated. But just remember, there's no heating system here. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. The temple will provide pillows, so don't worry about pillows, bed sheets, blankets, they're all provided.
Hot water also. Don't worry, you have hot water. To carry
so
your
reminder,
own
bring a
warm
tumbler
water.
Flask for your hot water.
Yeah.
Okay, very, very important note, no washing allowed. I mean, many people keep asking whether there's washing. No washing allowed, so bring enough clothes. But the thing is that it's so cold, you don't sweat so much, so you may not. So what we normally do, or what I normally do, is the t-shirt is the one that I keep on changing. The pullover is the one that you can just use over and over again. Sometimes Brother Teo reminds to bring the long johns, because it can be quite cold.
Actually, now easier. The Uniqlo, you buy the heat tech enough. It's good enough. But the heat tech will protect the wind from going in. Otherwise, your meditation pants, the knitting of the thread not so fine. But the heat tech is very fine. So the cold air cannot go in. So I find just with that one enough. But at night when you sleep, you need another either turtleneck or what to keep yourself warm. Well, at night the temperature can go down. Daytime is very nice. Daytime is as high as 21, 22 aircon degrees. Aircon
right.
Temperature.
Daytime is very nice. Yeah. The next one is on cushion. There are many questions about cushions. They have all different versions of cushions. This type, the flat one, the Mahayana, slightly gentle one, all that they have. I'll send a photo of the available cushions up there, if I can find it. But the other thing is, some of us have this small favorite cushion that you use for just raising your buttock a little bit. So please bring your own favorite cushion, otherwise the whole... No, they have cushion, but some of us have this small, tiny one that we raise our backside. So without that, maybe you feel very uncomfortable for 8 days, then you'll be suffering.
I think My understanding is that Cameron, they have many different type of cushions, but the one that commonly be used, which we will be using to set up for everybody, is the Mahayana slanting kind of like a box. Is that right? Because the other type of cushion, the quantity may not be enough for like 50, 60 people. So it's like if you have been to the Mahayana temple, actually it's a very nice gradient for me. Yeah, that's for that.
The front is about 4 inch and the back is about 2 inch. I think that's a great. As Mi Fong said, it's actually quite comfortable. All right. There are 60 of us, and even though we take good care of the place, we may just mess it up. So there will be each of us will be assigned certain duties. There'll be kitchen. There'll be cleaning our dining hall and all that. The kitchen will be responsible for the food, serving the food and cutting the fruits and all that. Cleaning our dining hall and sorting out the plates and trays and all that after the meals. There's a beverage station. There's a cleaning of the shrine hall. There's a cleaning of the corridor. There's a cleaning of the ladies' toilet. There's a cleaning of the men's toilet. And preparation and altar. So there are many things to be done. So I think each of us will have some responsibility. So there'll be a list that'll be published about 2 days or 3 days before the retreat. Yeah, duty roles. That's a reminder that the ladies, please don't, because that there's a common toilet for both the men's and the ladies, both upstairs and downstairs. So please do not leave your personal items within the toilet itself, because there'll be other people using. So if you leave your things there, then nobody can use that sink or whatever. For the purpose of exercise, Brother Teo will be teaching some early morning exercise about 6 a.m.
Yeah, muscle stretching.
So please bring 2 empty 500 ml water bottles.
I think you have the weight, it will be better. I show you the weight.
Like 1 kg or half kg weight. So if you use mineral water bottle, then you don't have to carry extra weight. that's 1, is it?
It's
1 kg, is it?
2 kg. You can buy from the gym shop.
I think Daiso has.
So this one, you don't think it's light, no? This one
is too heavy for you.
Yeah. For most people also, it's too heavy. Because you need to do the exercise. You need to hold for 15 times. Then there are 6 types of exercise. Then you need to hold it like that.
Well, early morning exercise is useful, because after all the sitting, your muscles will be very tense. So anyway, if you've got dumbbells, then you bring the 1 kilo dumbbells. If not, then you bring the... If not, then you bring empty water bottles, 500 ml, 600 ml. I think that's a lot easier to do. Use. At the end of it, you just throw out there and then you don't have to carry it back.
Because when you exercise your physical body, you do it with mindfulness. That is the main intent. When you do it with mindfulness, you realize that exercise is different. You are fully aware of your movement. It may be like Tai Chi or those who do Qigong, but we don't focus the energy. We just in a relaxed manner exercise with mindfulness. Then after that, immediately we have our sitting, you will see the big difference. When you have this daily mindfulness exercise, then you relax body and mind and you sit. You settle in very fast into samadhi. And for 7 to 8 days of continuous meditative retreat environment, you transform. You will transform unless you are not serious. Okay.
Okay. The next one is shoes. This is a Mahayana temple, so actually they are very strict on the layout of shoes and all that. Our tendency is we go to Theravada temple, we just put a shoe here and there, everywhere slippers. So there are a lot of shoe cabinets and shoe racks. So please put all of them inside the shoe rack.
Yeah.
Shoe cabinet. But the only thing is that the shoe cabinet, when you close, suddenly, pom, you make a sound. So all of us are meditating and then you pom, and you wake us up. Come on.
The shoe rack are on the left hand side and the right hand side. Then the main entrance at the center. This is on the first floor. The meditation hall is very big. So when you go to a meditation hall, remember, first thing is put your shoe or sandal into the cupboard provided. Then only you go in. Then come out, take it out. So very simple. But you have to be there to understand. For new people, maybe it's the first time, you have to get used to it.
Okay, the next one is the contemplation before meals. That's very important practice, to contemplate before meals. We take this food not for beauty or for pleasure, blah, 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 all that. So each time what we do is, there are 60 of us, so there'll be six tables. And then we'll appoint somebody, take turns, somebody will breakfast, lunch, or dinner, we'll do the contemplation, lead the contemplation, so all of us do together. So try to be at the table very quickly so that all of us can do together. Pamasuri, you pass the card. Okay, alright, sure.
Anna. Yeah.
Money. We need money. I've already mentioned. But anyway, let me just recap. Breakfast and lunch. Number one is a vegetarian meals throughout. It's, like Brother Teo says, excellent, very, very good.
Yeah, organic. Very good vegetarian food.
Why so? It's because the farmers always give the best vegetable to the temples.
Yeah.
So that's one. So breakfast and lunch is for everybody. Dinner, at this moment, the first day, I'm ordering dinner for everybody. Then subsequently, I don't know who needs dinner, who don't need dinner, so we'll adjust accordingly. But over the years, what I do is I'll order half.
Yeah.
I order half.
Half will be more than enough.
So order half. Yeah. So some will be on 8 precepts, in which case there's no dinner.
Yeah.
Then the others are on 5 precepts, in which case there's dinner.
Yeah.
So I'll order half, so roughly about 30, and then I'll adjust accordingly as the days goes. So for those that are on 8 precepts, there will be a drink, maybe a miso or something. Not me, so some drinks. there'll be a beverage station over there, so you can make your Milo or whatever. Okay. Now back to the money thing. Whatever the fees that you have contributed so far is for the bus or the bus and the meals. So please do bring some money for donation for the temple stay, because the temple allows us to stay for free. And as Brother Teo says, nice hot water and all that for bath. So we were told that they set up the plumbing system, the hot water plumbing system, was something like 200,000 ringgit. So it also takes a lot of money to heat up the water and all. So do remember to bring some money to donation for temple stay. I think I've appointed Stephanie to be in charge. So on your first day or somewhere along the way, she'll say, okay, today we are doing all the collection, so just pass. If you choose to make some retreat donations, you're welcome to. And then bring money as usual. Cameron Highlands, you cannot come back empty-handed, so you along the way we'll buy some vegetable or whatever. But there are some very nice stalls just outside the temple, so you can just buy them. Up to you.
It's not up to the individual. It's no hard and fast rule. Because what we do is, every year, Kainamita Fund will also donate about 2,000, at least 2,000 towards the common pool retreat. So that those not going for the retreat also will partake in the wholesomeness. Then Sui An is trying to let you all do more wholesomeness through the breakfast, lunch, and dinner offering. So those who donate towards this, actually your 350 is inclusive of the meals. So this will be surplus money for donation too. Then the individual donation is up to you. If you feel that you want to do something for the way place, if you feel that you don't have condition to do this type of thing, then you can afford, why not? Well, this will go a long way. It will help you in your spiritual journey and your spiritual growth. Well, this way place, I can assure you, they do a lot of wholesomeness, because whatever money that goes in there, not only for the maintenance of the temple, it's also for them to have the operating fund to operate this place. And we are not the only retreat participant who go. Every year there's at least 10 of these retreat or functions. And apart from that, you also get to sponsor all the monks who are there. Then whatever ceremony or function, they got the fa hui, everything, you will get to partake, because the temple will actually provide all the facilities free, like our retreat and all. So sometimes they got international conference or what, a lot of monks from overseas will come. Then they have their fa hui and all those things. So they do many things. So this is a place where I feel that's why every year I get Kanyamata fund to donate. Then you also get to partake and do your own, because there are a lot of monks there too, and nuns and helpers. And it's a tradition that we give them a token of ang pao before we leave. Then we establish some form of respect for the way place. And when we leave, you make sure you clean up your rooms and everything. When you arrive, they really clean up for you. The monk and the nun and the helper, they clean. And I was so surprised when I went in. The room was cleaner than most hotels. Very, very unique. The other thing that I need to remind people who need to take medication, bring your medicine around. We are all not too young. We got a lot of medicine to take. So then whatever that you need for your health, don't forget them. Okay, yeah. So continue. Yeah.
Just to share, for example, last year, the food roughly was about 6,800. And then we top up 10,000 donation to the temple. So in total, we donated 16,800 to the temple. And then based on, because their sponsorship of the breakfast, lunch, dinner, all that, and then you're figuring out, first their sponsorship, then also our pay, you know, where is all this money going to. So by the time we add all the money together, there was left surplus, and we donate to many temples like Ratana Klang, I think Wu Ping Ching Si, and all over. We depending on how much is the leftover, we try to donate and support all the various Dharma centers. So we have been doing that for many, many years, including SJBA.
Then the visit to Mangala Lodge also, we also will sponsor your lunch on the last day. Kayamita Fund or Common Pool Fund will sponsor. Then the graduation dinner, the
new tradition,
the hot pot. Steamboat. Suyan last year started. So this year we are going to do another one, but this year nearer to the temple. We are not
crowd, so
not enough transport. So we go and eat hotel. Is it hotel?
Hotel.
Yeah. So the budget is slightly more. That's why Suyan want to give opportunity to five who donate the extra 200 to top up. Actually, no need to top up. Our Kaimtra fund can actually pay for it, but he wants, so it's okay. We open it up.
That's why you go Cameron, a few things you have to do. You need to eat steamboat, you need to buy vegetable. So at least after the retreat, it's some happy occasion, and with all that. Eh? You go there to practice to be happy, you know? Okay, any questions?
Yeah, question, more important. Yeah.
Any questions?
Especially new people. Huh? Mm. Yeah, Lisa. Yeah. Don't worry, in the daytime, it's just like aircon, 21 degrees, 22 degrees. It's not that cold. No, it's not that cold. Daytime is very nice. Daytime is very nice. Even at night, no, depends. At night, if not raining, it's not cold. Normally, by the time I end, 9 p.m., it's not cold. It's not cold. But you don't sit at the far end where nobody around. We are 60 of us. The heat is warm enough to warm you up. Then you know how to relax, and develop awareness. You don't feel cold, I tell you. When your faith is very strong, you don't feel cold. But if you need, put on a jacket. More than enough. Or bag. Okay. Don't worry. Sui An got some medication for you.
What happened?
You sleep, Sleep, That one very hard. That one may help you. If it's your bag, it's very common. A lot of people have it. A lot of people have it. Yeah, very common one. No. As we age, the muscle there is weak. Then sometimes it's our organ. So you see how it goes, the treatment. Otherwise, Sui An got a tie or the tablet or good for backache. Miracle capsule. Last time, Mrs. Ho, very severe pain, cannot come out of the room. Then Sui An gave her. Next day, she okay already. Oh, she come out. Oh. She's 80. You know. The other thing that I may need to advise you is Lisa, don't worry, you listen. Sometimes I need to advise you. Yeah, this is the first time you are going in it. So sometimes karmic obstruction can come. Like all these things will happen and create doubt in you, then sometimes it may condition you to have the idea that you may not be able to sit properly. So this is coming obstruction. So you go back to your altar, you develop the vow. Means you develop the right view to understand that this could be karmic thing from the past, coming obstruction. Then also could be an aging issue. But all this, they come together. So what you need to do is three things. Initially, sincerely ask for forgiveness. Follow our chanting book. whomsoever in the distant past, knowingly or unknowingly that this nature of yours have caused any karmic negativity, suffering, misery, or what, you sincerely would like to ask for forgiveness. And may this sincere request for forgiveness be accepted by all. Then you wish them well-being and happiness. May all these beings be well and happy, and may the blessing of the Triple Gem be with them. Then after that, you vow not to repeat all this karmic negativity, because now you know the Dhamma. You will follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and cultivate to develop wisdom. Then the third one is to invoke power or merits. Ever since you understand the cultivation and the Dhamma, you invoke by the power or whatever merits and wholesomeness which my nature has developed ever since I have developed the understanding of the Buddha Dhamma, may arise the causes and conditions for my backache or whatever condition to recover, to heal, to gain back to good health, so that I can make use of this for my mind to develop my cultivation again, to have the good life again. So if you do all this, it will help you. Then you can modify to suit whatever problem you may have in the future. So this is the Dhamma way, the Buddhist way. Yeah, sadhu. Any more questions?
Any other questions?
Yeah. Use the mic.
Can we wear socks?
Can. You should wear socks. Sock is very useful. Never mind. Don't worry. Because you are mindful. Most of the time, no problem.
There are some like house slippers, you know, those padded ones. Can we wear that?
But if you go into the meditation hall, you try to wear socks enough. Because otherwise...
Having said that, first in the room it is very cold, so you better have slippers also.
Yeah.
So that's one. And then sometimes we just walk so-called barefoot on the corridor on the way to the shrine hall. Then we could transfer the dust from or whatever from the room to the corridor, corridor to the shrine hall. So just be careful with that. So when you go in the shrine hall, make sure that the socks is clean.
You have your sandal and your shoe until you reach the meditation hall. Then you keep your shoe in the rack. You are supposed to wear your shoe.
Actually, this the abbot, not Tangchan, the abbot. He is very particular about wearing shoes in the meditation hall and in the main shrine.
Even the
monks also cannot wear shoes in the main shrine.
I think we socks must stop.
Can. Yeah, socks. I remember there were one retreat. He even distributed the socks to us. You wear these socks only. So strictly no shoes. Even your shoes is new or clean to them is not respecting.
The shoe can have a lot of dust. You should wear socks.
There's one type of anti-slip socks, you know. Socks were, I think, socks were 3 pairs about 20 ringgit, 20 ringgit. Socks were. Yes, socks were.
Yeah, pass to me from here.
Hello. Yeah, just back on the slippers. Now, Shiji definitely sell this non-slip socks for 10 ringgit per pair. I find that very useful. That means you can actually wear your normal socks, and if you take off your shoe, you go in the shrine hall, you can wear this non-slip in. The other thing is even our room, the room that you are in, all the shoes have to be taken off. So, but the floor is very cold. So it is either you wear your socks, or I would typically bring a pair of room slipper. Just because it is very cold, you know. Sometimes those hotel, and you can actually throw it away, or you can bring it back. So, those that the other thing is also hangers. Yeah, there's. You may need to bring some hangers if you need to hang up like your towel, you know, when it's wet and all, in your room or next to your bed or whatever. So you may want to bring some hangers too. And also, Xuan said just now that strictly there is no washing. Traditionally, we sometimes still find, I think, especially ladies, that wash, whether underwear or bra. But please take note that no hanging of this in the common toilet, please. Just remember this is a temple, so please try to bring enough for that. Now I move on to the next thing. It's just something strike my mind just now when Xuan was talking about the food. Also know that the food are actually cooked by helpers and by the nuns and the abbot, assistant abbot himself. So we should really have gratitude. So that's where gauging the amount of food is always a tricky thing, because if we have a lot of leftover food and the monks and nuns, they don't try not to throw. So they ended up eating that as their dinner or, you know. So that's where we have to do our part of whatever serve, we would try to finish it, and appreciate this. Thank you very much.
That comes to two very important things. After we finish eating, from one of the retreats, we started learning that we just use a clean tissue, toilet roll. Toilet roll is cheaper. So just wipe a little bit on the plate. Then it's you remove all the oil and the gravy, and also it makes the washing easier. And then each and every one of us are expected to wash our own plates and bowls or whatever. And clean up collectively the table. Maybe you take turns, different people clean up. Each day, so at least not the responsibility don't fall onto the youngest. So we'll fine tune as we go along up there. Yeah. Okay, and my friend keep asking me, where are you going? I'm saying, I'm going to Club Med Cameron. They say, huh? Cameron got Club Med? Man. Got Club Meditation.
So do we bring all our own?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, all those things will not be supplied. Your own soap, toothpaste, your toothbrush. PG got the temple cleaning, meditation hall.
Yeah, to those who are new, I find that especially the ladies, please be aware that the beds are quite near to each other. So don't bring very big bags. There's no place for you to push, and then it will get in the way of other people, and it won't be very pleasant. Then you know that type of situation. Yeah, thanks. Sorry. Just carry on. That's also the other thing is that most of the participants will be staying in like so-called dormitory. I mean, it can be 10, can be 15, you know, with bed next to, or 30 next to each other. And there is one feedback, if possible, try to put your things, your toiletry or whatever it is, in non-plastic. That means things that doesn't make a lot of noise. Sorry, this are basically based on feedback. Sorry, it's not that I'm about it. Because sometimes when some yogis have slept or you know, want to sleep a little bit more, and then you know, some of us we want to go and brush teeth, and then it's plastic bag after plastic bag after that. So shisha. So just a bit, yeah, mindfulness, as Brother Teo always taught us in our daily activities, and I think this is part of the practice itself, the cultivation itself, and compassionate towards our, you know, our friends and yeah, all those
fellow yogi, yeah,
and torchlight. I find it very useful to have a small torchlight myself because I tend to wake up early because I need to use.
You show
the
them that one.
Yeah, so
this one 1290. No, this one 1290. Very good.
So a torchlight for me to search
Zhongguofeng.
My barang.
Zhongguofeng.
I don't have to switch off the main room light and wake
this
up.
This one no need
everybody.
Battery. One. Chargeable. 1290. Oh, very useful. Three function. They got the. Are you on again? Oh, pass to me. Come. I show them.
Wow, this is very big. No, that's
no,
small.
No, it's very light. Very light.
Xuan got
this
small,
one is,
cute one.
This one is 1290 only. 1290. No need battery. So this one got three function. One, two, then three. No need. This one you put at the side, it doesn't take up space. You put it at the side. Because this one, I find it so useful. No need battery. Otherwise, every time you bring along, then you realize your battery drain off already. You have to go and buy. No battery one. Chargeable one. There's a wire to charge. And one charge can last you very long. So this one is China product. Very cheap. 中国风. All the China goods. So this one very easy to...
One more last comment from me is some people are prone to noise, so sometimes they hear music or orchestra at night, they cannot sleep. So if you're prone to that, then bring earplugs. Beds, you sleep
they
on the
have
floor,
proper bed for you. No, proper bed for you. It's all raised. Some are double deck, some are single deck.
The young people are on top. under the bed,
PG just asked me to share with you all. This is the Mahayana temple, and Brother Teo's program, I think, starts 6. Is it 6:15 or 6:30? But the main temple, they have their own chanting, and it's very beautiful if you can wake up at 5. The chanting starts, I think, 5:15. But you will, if you are awake, then they actually
5 o'clock they
bell.
Will start they will start the alarm for you.
So you are welcome to at least join them. A witness is really beautiful, but just make sure you bring your shawl, your whatever thick jacket, and wear your socks. And even if you do, you can't, because most of us wouldn't know they're chanting, but you can just go behind, you know, and have a cushion seat on the floor and just
silence your mind.
And be there. It is a beautiful experience.
You mindfully listen to the chanting until the awareness and the chanting move as one. It's a training of mindfulness. This is a Mahayana way. They chant with the faith until the vibration together with the chanting become one. Then the spiritual faculty is developed. Then your awareness. First is the faith in the chanting. Then after that, the awareness develops. So sadda lead to virya, then sati. So when you are able to continuously chant and listen to the chanting until everything becomes very quiet and very still, that is samadhi. Then you will understand many things. With sati and samadhi, your mind is different. That's why you can just either stand or sit to listen. Then they got the session towards the end, round 4. They mindfully walk around and chant. Kuan Yin So that one is a good mindfulness training. At the same time, you exercise your body, you walk, which is very good too. Then you can, if you that one finish, only you come out to the meditation hall. I may be there a bit earlier. Normally, I will be at the meditation hall earlier. Then, after everybody settled down, we will have our short chanting. Then after that, the exercise. Okay? Yeah. Yes. Can. You can take your photo. But preferably on the first day. I think it's okay, but don't do it like a tourist. When nobody is around, you go in front, you pay respect, then you take a shot. But off your sound, your phone, off to silent mode. It's not to say they insist that you cannot take. They don't want this to be like a tourist place. So if you can develop the faith, because that shrine is very unique, very nice, yeah, very beautiful, yeah. you can, even at the main shrine, I have seen a lot of people take, I also take, it's okay, but don't be like a tourist, then, yeah. Christian also, then the Amolang, a lot of foreigners. When you bow with mindfulness, that itself is meditation. Bow with mindfulness means body and mind move as one with your awareness. So when you pay respect, do it mindfully without thought. So if you continuously do it, it will develop into samadhi. Then after that, all your activity and movement is like slow motion. Then when you come out of the meditation, like, how come now your mind is with your movement, your kaya? That can only happen after your mind has entered sati. Your mind has realized pasati. Then everything you do is in sati. The mind has entered sati. That's why this style of awareness-based meditation, very few people understand. So the unique code will help you. You read through, it will be very useful. Okay, anything else?
Actually, this one is coincidental. Yeah. On the day we arrive, it's actually the Chinese Ji Chap It. It's also
Pusian's birthday. Yeah, those who have affinity with Pusian or Samantarabhara Bodhisattva, that day is a very auspicious day because it marks the birthday of Samantarabhadra Bodhisattva. So if you have affinity, you can develop the faith and you can go and pay respect at the main shrine. When you enter the main shrine, the main hall, center one is Virochana. Virochana is the original Buddha. On your right is Manjushri. On your left, the elephant one is Samantarabhadra or Pusian. The other side is Vensu Pusa. Then at the back of Virochana is Kuan Yin Bodhisattva. Then in front of the entrance to your dining area is on your right. That one is Junti Pusa. That Junti Pusa also a great being, really great. Last year the retreat, suddenly her nature came out. Then through one of our Kayamita, the message was sent, then asked us to chant. So we chant. That place is very unique. A lot of great beings, a lot of very special phenomena happening. Where they rejoice every time. Our group go, a lot of things happen. You will come to know. So have faith and develop the understanding. Because very seldom they can find cultivator who have this type of understanding to come. And that way place is very, very beautiful, very unique. Because the effort that started it is very, very sincere. Mm. And their relics are all up there. The first three abbot who passed away, four plus the latest, all their relics are up there, but some of them have been transferred to the stupa, the new stupa that they built outside. So that place is charged with all this relics, energy, and the great beings, vibration and energy in their nature. That's why that place is very special. So it's just an ordinary Mahayana temple, but you can feel, you can develop the understanding. That place is a fantastic way place. Many yogi has benefited. I'm one of them. 1989 area. That's why this venue also, they were looking for a place to go for a retreat. Then I suddenly recall what happened in 1989. Then I told Suyan, I said, go for this Sampo temple. Finally, we managed to get permission. Initially, like, got some problem. Well, we don't have an organization, we don't have a letterhead, we cannot apply. So Suyan luckily get hold of SJBA to help us. So we apply using SJBA letterhead. But now they know us already, much easier. Okay? Yeah. Oh, you see, all these great beings, the great bodhisattvas, at the moment there are four very, very established. One of them is Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, Kuan Yin Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. And Kuan Yin is very famous, full of love and compassion and great wisdom. So they are actually very unique beings. They can become Sammasambuddha, but they choose to stay on to do the work. That's why they remain as Bodhisattva. The other one is Wen Su is Manjushri Bodhisattva, also a great being, foremost in wisdom. Kuan Yin is foremost in love, compassion. Of course, wisdom also very high. But Wen Su's unique characteristic is wisdom. She is foremost in wisdom. Then you have Pusen Pusa. Pusen Pusa is famous for his 10 great virtue or vows. He is famous foremost in virtue. So his 10 great vow, although 10 appear very simple, but they are very profound and very, very unique virtue. That's why she got another name. They call her Universal Virtue Bodhisattva. Pusen. So she is the very unique great being that has the ability, whatever she do, one bow, she can pay respect to all the Sammasambuddhas of the three period of time. We all pay respect to one in front. She can do it and include all the Sammasambuddhas of the three period of time, past, present, and future. Then her vows, the 10 very simple vows, are all very unique. The other one is like, whenever the Sammasambuddha arrives, she vowed to be the one that invite the Sammasambuddha to come out and share the teaching and all those things. So he's called Universal Virtue Bodhisattva. The other one, the last one, is Tizang Wang Pusa. Tizang Wang Pusa is also called Earth Store Bodhisattva. So this Bodhisattva, he has a very powerful and very heavy vow. He said, not until the hell is empty of hell beings, he will not realize the full enlightenment of Sammasambuddha. He make that vow to continue to stay on as a Bodhisattva. So how can the hell be empty of hell beings? So there will always be hell beings. But he has such great love, compassion. He wants to help all these helpings so that chao tu, so that he can actually create the causes and conditions for them to be liberated from all the affliction while in hell. So these are the four great beings at the moment. Then there are others. But less famous. There is also this Long Su Pusa, Nagarjuna. Then there is also I think quite a number, but I cannot remember the name. Weitao is Dharma Protector. That one also a Pusa, but at a different stage. The Sifang Sansen, that one also quite unique. There is another one next to Kuan Yin, is Da Si Zi, then Amitabha Buddha in the middle. Then you also have the various other type of great beings. There is one they call him, he like to come as a lay person. What is his name? That great Bodhisattva. He has met Vimalakirti Bodhisattva. He like to come as a lay form. He has met 90 million Sammasambuddha before. You can't even meet one. He has met 90 million. That's why he has a lot of wisdom. He has a lot of great cultivation and affinity. And that one, even Sariputta also scared of him. Sariputta, foremost wisdom disciple of Sakyamuni Buddha, when he have one occasion to encounter this Vimalakirti, well, he kena left and right from here. Vimalakirti asked him, "What are you doing here?" He said, "I'm meditating." He said, "This is not meditation." Then later on, it seems there was an occasion they knew Vimalakirti's birthday. So every rhyme that has the Buddha, they're supposed to send somebody. So when they suggested Sariputta to represent, Sariputta said, "No, I cannot. Well, I met him before. He is too wise for me." Then finally they nominated Wen Su Manjusri to go. You go and read the Vimalakirti Sutta, very interesting. There's a lot of very beautiful story. But you cannot understand one, because it's like a lot of fairy tale inside there. They are talking about the rhymes of existence, the various world system. Then they can just come like that. Okay, It's a separate Buddha, separate Sammasambuddha, where their vows are different. Amitabha got 48 very heavy vows, and he was able to perfect the virtue until the 10 perfection, until it becomes so unique that he is able to create Pure Land. Pure Land is not within the 31 plane of existence. His vow is such that because of his wisdom, his virtue and his understanding, and it took him very long, three times. I think instead of the normal 4 world cycle, it took him 12 world cycle to perfect his Sammasambuddhahood. That's why he is very unique. And he is from the, he introduced the Pure Land tradition. There are a lot of Sammasambuddha. The number of Sammasambuddha that arise before is countless. you read through the teaching, you will know. We think Samasamuddha very rare. Yes, very rare. But yet, countless has arise. A lot of them have arise. So all this is boiling down to understanding. When you understand, you know their nature all different. That's why somebody asked the Buddha, if everybody realize enlightenment, realize Nibbana, won't that place be full of enlightened being, like a prison, overflow, no place for you? He said, no, Nibbana can never be overflow. Nibbana can take in whatever, where there is no one to be born there. It's not a place, it's a realization. It takes you back to the source, your true nature, your original nature. We call it the Buddha nature. That one is for this world cycle. This world cycle, according to Sakyamuni, there will be four. And he is the third one. So the fourth one is supposed to be Maitreya. Okay. No, no need. Heart Sutta, you don't have time to finish. You only read through the unique and the program. Then the rest, when you have time, when you have the faith, the understanding, it will be a very useful reference book. Then make sure you get hold of the new copy when it come out, so that when we go out, all the book will match. We have the paging on the new second edition, and the first edition is different, totally different. So we should thank all those that created the condition for this new book to come to be the unique code and the second edition of the Heart Sutta. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That one is the retreat program, soft copy. So I don't want you to print it out. The hard copy already given to you. Then Sui An one, you want you print it out, the rules. Yeah, but if they want a copy themselves, they can print it out. My Kayanamita. Last year you come out with one, you wrote one. It's all there, yeah. Okay. If there's nothing else, we can end. Almost 11:25 already. Okay. Which vow? Oh, that one later. I will announce it later. That one is optional. Those who want, you can request. Then on that day, I will do. I have allowed a slot there. So the Bodhisattva vow, you only need to bring the yellow card. I think I will bring some up so that those who don't have, they can have it. Okay, we will do the sharing of merit, transfer of merit. Then we can end. Akasata cha bhumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu lokasasana etta wata jam ehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo devo wasatukalena sasa sampati hetu ca vito bhavatu loko ca raja bhavatu dhammiko Ikmina punyang kamina mame balo samagamo satang samagamo hotu yawa nivana patiyah. sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, you can.